the process for the pension fund itself, the annual report. This has been delayed because of COVID, and there is a complication because the pension fund, the annual report, has to go to the Isle of Wight Council's audit committee as well to be approved and added, because we have a separate annual report and accounts for the pension fund to the annual report and accounts of the council. So the two of them have to be looked at together at a meeting of the a meeting of the audit. So I'll pass this one over to Jo Thistlewood to present the report, please.
Thank you, Adrian. As Councillor Axford has just explained, there are two elements to the pension fund's annual report and accounts. There is the pension fund accounts, and then there is the pension fund annual report. The accounts of the pension fund, there is no statutory obligation for the pension fund accounts to be published as a separate document, but they are required by law to be published as part of the annual financial statements of the Isle of Wight Council as administering authority. So the accounts of the pension fund are complete. The audit work on the accounts of the pension fund has been completed with no observations, no findings, and the accounts are ready for publication within the Isle of Wight Council accounts, which, as Adrian said, are scheduled to go to the September audit committee of the council for approval, subject to final audit. There are some issues with the audit of the council's accounts, where an objection has been received in respect of Newport Harbour. Those members who have been around for a number of years will recall that this used to happen on a regular basis. We haven't had an objection for quite some time, but it has been raised this year. So there are some delays to the completion of the council's audit work, which may lead to a delay in the approval of the council's accounts, which will also include the accounts of the pension fund. The auditors at the moment for the council believe that the council's accounts may not be ready for approval at the September audit committee and may have to be approved in November. But that doesn't stop us as the pension fund approving the draft accounts as such and approving the draft annual report, which is a separate standalone document. So the annual report of the pension fund is required to be published by the 1st of December each year, and it includes the pension fund accounts that are included in the council's accounts, but also a lot of other documentation which is included in the report that I've presented to you at paper
E.
E, thank you. I don't have a paper copy of the agenda, sorry. So at paper E, you'll see a big list of all of the documentation that is required to be included in the pension fund accounts, the pension fund annual report and accounts, and the process by which I'm intending to get it approved by the committee. There's a lot of work that goes into this. The accounts, as I say, are done. They're the easy bit. It's then getting all the supplementary information around that has been slightly problematic this year, partly pandemic related, partly work commitment related as well. So what I'm proposing to do is circulate a lot of the supplementary information that needs to be adopted as part of the pension fund annual report to committee and board members outside the regular cycle of meetings, so that when we come to the October Pension Fund Committee meeting and we present to you the full annual report and accounts for adoption at that stage, you will not have to see documentation for the first time. You will have had the opportunity to review, comment on the documentation before it is presented to you for approval, so that whilst the pack for the October meeting may be quite substantial, because the document will have to be published for public scrutiny, the discussion should hopefully be relatively straightforward, as you will have all had the opportunity to see and comment on the documentation that's included within that that statement. I've lost my next page of my notes. here we go. So the intention is that between now and the 28th of October, you will have seen all documentation to be included in the pension fund annual report. And at that October meeting, you will receive the full pack, which will either be including the accounts that have been approved at the September Council's Audit Committee meeting, or will be subject to approval at the November Audit Committee meeting at that stage. But we will then be able to pull together the annual report. You will have seen it, approved it, and as soon as the audit is completed, we can publish it on the pension fund's website. The Section 151 officer has been informed of the process that we're intending to follow through the paper that's been published in the pack today, and he is happy that this is the process to follow.
Okay.
I've also discussed this with the audit partner and the audit manager, and they are also happy with the process. In order to complete the annual report, the auditors need to complete a consistency opinion that basically says the information included in the annual report is consistent with that presented in the statement of accounts for the council. It's a complicated, complex matter, and is made more complex by the inclusion of the pension fund accounts in the council's accounts rather than as a standalone entity. I apologise, this is a big rambly item. I'm happy to take any questions any members have. Otherwise, I'd like to move the recommendation.
Are there any questions or comments, please? In a sense, I will have to be liaison on this because I serve on the audit committee as well, and usually they look to me to make any comments to do with the pension fund accounts when we're dealing with it at audit committee level, but we'll see what happens this year. If there are no questions, then we will put this to the meeting. There's a big long recommendation, item 7, yes?
Yes.
I'll read
page
it out.
Page E6.
It's on page E6. So members are asked to confirm the process for the completion and approval of the pension fund annual report and accounts for the year ended 31st of March 2020. And members are asked to agree to receive and comment where appropriate on the following documents forming part of the annual report between the committee meetings on the 2nd of September and the 28th of October, with a view to ensuring the swift approval of the full report at the 28th of October committee meeting. In other words, we're asking you to have a look at this before it arrives in the pack with the agenda. A, investment policy and performance report for information. B, actuarial statement for information. C, governance compliance statement in sections for comment. D, knowledge and skills compliance statements for comment. And E, risk management statement for comment. I will propose this. I would ask if someone could second it, please.
I believe that's Councillor Andre.
Councillor Andre, thank you. And we will now take a vote by a roll call.
Councillor Abraham.
For.
Councillor Andre.
For.
Councillor Brading.
For.
Councillor Churchman.
Are you there, Vanessa? Move on.
Councillor Garrett.
Four.
Councillor Perks.
Four.
And Councillor Axford.
Four.
Four. Vanessa, are you there? Have you frozen?
Right.
I think Vanessa has just dropped out of the call, but that
okay.
would pass.
Treat it as
yep.
a abstention.
Yep.
It's not a close vote.
Yep. No.
Thank you. So that is passed. Thank you, everyone. It's very complicated, but we may have a better idea at our next meeting of which way we're going.
It's Councillor Churchman here. I went offline. It came up on my screen. So
something was wrong, but I was for the motion.
Okay, can you do that?
Yep.
We will note that you are for the motion. Thank you, Vanessa. You're back with us now.
Thank you.
Good.
Yes, I'm back with you now.
Thank you very much. We're now going to move on to agenda item 8, which is the scheme changes. And this is to receive an update on recent developments in legislative requirements, statutory guidance, and requirements of the pensions regulator. And this is in paper F. And I'll ask Jo Thistlewood to present this report, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Just when you thought life couldn't get any more interesting in the pension fund world, central government decide to issue consultation documents just before the summer recess enable us to spend our whole summer worrying about administration issues and amendments to benefits. I apologise for the length of the paper, but there are some very complex issues just coming to light at the moment that will impact on the work of the pension fund, primarily in terms of administration, over the next 12 months, probably. I'll start going through them in a little bit of order, and probably in terms of complexity. I'll start off with McLeod. So members may recall back in July